Welcome in hour number two of the Todd Bromelkamp Show, coming your way from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. It is the AKGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. Check them out online, lindertire.com, or in person at one of their three Iowa locations, Grinnell, North Liberty, or Iowa City. Big show planned for you today. Final 2 hours, taking you up until 7 o'clock, and high school football tonight. Great lineup of games, including one not too far away from here, a couple Pat McAfee punts. Former Colts punter going to be in town as part of that Barstool tailgate. Iowa City West High hosting Cedar Rapids Prairie. That's coming your way on both of our FM frequencies, 106.3 FM in Iowa City and 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids at 7 o'clock tonight. Then on 1600 AM at the same time, you can hear Scott Unash's call on a very good game between two ranked teams as Decorah comes to Cedar Rapids to take on Cedar Rapids Xavier. All of that on the way tonight, thanks to our friends at First Federal Community Credit Union, sponsoring high school sports all season long on the gym. Poll question for you today, KGYMradio.com, has to do with, well, what everybody here in Iowa City is talking about anyway. Will Iowa pull off the upset of Penn State tomorrow night? Yes or no? Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Stop in and tell Jamie and the rest of the staff that her friends from KGYM said hi. We got plenty more to get to today. Jack Dom is going to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour, his weekly segment, Touching All Bases. Couple managerial openings to talk about with him, including the Tigers. Yeah, it looks like the Cubs escaped last night from Milwaukee. Can they keep that momentum moving forward? It's going to get tougher and tougher with each Cubs win for the Brewers and the Cardinals to wrest the NL Central from them. But those two teams in the thick of the wild card hunt right now as well. That's to come at the bottom of the hour. But right now, well, it is Friday.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since
oh,
you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
Alex, Penn State will be the best team that Iowa faces in 2017.
At this point, I'm ready to say that Penn State will be the toughest matchup for Iowa and that they are the best team that Iowa will play in 2017. I love this. Ohio State, I think a lot of people point to them and they thought that Kevin Wilson in the offseason was going to come to Columbus and sprinkle some pixie dust on the offense and they'd be able to throw the ball down the field. They'd be able to get over the embarrassing loss that they had in the college football playoff to Clemson, 31-0, that got four assistants fired. Well, that has not worked out yet. And defensively, I think a lot of people expected their front four to be the best that we've seen in college football in the last 10 years, and Clemson is by far the better front four, and Ohio State really hasn't lived up to the billing yet. And they're 2-1 on the season. They got blown out by Oklahoma at home, and I just think right now Penn State is the best football team in the Big Ten. You look at their ranking, and it doesn't lie to you. We know about Saquon Barkley. I'll get to him in just a second. But I think Trace McSorley and Joe Moorhead are what make that engine run. They run the run-pass option. They're able to get the ball to their playmakers in space, which is, it's becoming more and more popular in the Big Ten. But Trace McSorley, like we talked about with Greg Pickle yesterday, is the fulcrum of that offense. He can hand the football off. He can move a little bit. He can escape pressure. And he's shown the ability to throw the ball down the field. And that has made the transformation of this offense so successful. So I think there is a once-in-a-generational talent in their backfield in Saquon Barkley averaging over 11 yards per touch, but Mike Gesicki is an All-American candidate at tight end. Deshaun Hamilton is an explosive receiver, and I just talked about Trace McSorley. So I think this is the best team that Iowa will play all year.
Number two.
Kinnick at less than capacity, Todd.
I'm going to leave this, and I still don't understand it. When this kickoff time was announced about a week and a half ago, Iowa had about 6,000, just slightly under 6,000 tickets remaining for this game. And as of right now, they still have, I'll be generous and say a couple thousand now. I get it, it's almost $95 a seat, but this is a marquee football game. The biggest complaint we talked about with Iowa and the schedule in recent years is the lack of marquee games. So what does it tell you when you get a marquee game and you can't sell it out? It says there's issues, and if this continues moving forward, then they're going to have to come up with some creative ways to figure out how to fill Kinnick Stadium. Now, somebody on the text line pointed out they are going to put those luxury seats in the north end zone and then lower the seating capacity a little bit at Kinnick Stadium, so that might help. But as far as revenue goes, I'm not smart enough to figure out whether you lower the ticket prices, whether it gets offset by having more people there paying for parking and buying hot dogs and buying sodas, and whether or not that increased income helps offset the 90. I'm not. But somebody who is should probably be getting a phone call from the University of Iowa, because this is a sign of things to come. It's not going to get any better. The team is 3-0 right now, and you're still not filling Kinnick Stadium for the biggest game of the season to this point. Kind of hard to believe, but then again, kind of not. Leave it.
Number three.
Saquon Barkley is the most talented running back in America.
College football.
Not named Akram Watt.
Pro football. How many running backs in the NFL can do what Saquon Barkley can do? And I look at the top of the league. Ezekiel Elliott, one NFL scout, says that Saquon Barkley is better in every facet of the game than Ezekiel Elliott, who is conservatively one of the top two running backs in the NFL. You look at a guy like David Johnson, who's hurt right now, same style of running back. But I think that Saquon Barkley can do things just a little bit better. And it just does. It's not even about the statistics. It's about the measurables. 5'11", 240 pounds, runs a sub 4.4 40, a 42-inch vertical leap. 30 times he can rep 225 pounds on the bench press. And, oh, by the way, he broke the record for hang clean at Penn State, 405 pounds, and he can squat over 600. The guy is, if you were building a running back in a lab, he would look a lot like Saquon Barkley. And right now, I think a lot of defenses are trying to take him away. And his touches, I think the genius of Joe Moorhead, they found other ways to exploit defenses so far this season that don't involve him running the ball between the tackles. He can run the ball between the tackles. He can run outside the tackles, and he can catch the football coming out of the backfield. So far this season, like I mentioned, 11.8 yards per touch, and he is I can't remember a more complete running back in college football or a more complete running back in the NFL than what I've seen in the first 2 years and change of Saquon Barkley at Penn State. So I love this fact. Maybe Todd Gurley, maybe Ezekiel Elliott, maybe David Johnson, possibly Leonard Fournette in that same category, but he combines the size, the speed, the agility that you just don't see very often in a running back. So I love this. I think he's one of the top two or three running backs in the world right now.
Number four.
All right, Todd, taking care of Tom Brands.
Iowa announced earlier today that Tom Brands is getting a 3-year contract extension. He's going to be coaching the wrestling program through the 2023, the winter of 2023. That really wasn't the most important thing Iowa announced, though. They also are undergoing a feasibility study with regard to giving the wrestling program more room for which to work, possibly a standalone training facility. They're going to look and see whether or not they can get this done. I assume taking a look at where they would build it, how much it would cost, whether or not there's other options where they could expand some of the room. But it looks like the wrestling program is going to get a boost in the near future if they can make the numbers work. And kudos to Iowa, kudos to Gary Barta, because the Iowa wrestling program has a tremendous legacy of success. Going back to Gary Kirtlemeyer and Dan Gable, Jim Zaleski had some success, and now Tom Brands is fighting the good fight. It's 2017. It's not the 1980s anymore, and Iowa's not the only kid on the block. Cale Sanderson at Penn State has come along. There's a couple other programs that are vying for that top tier, and there are other options now as the recruiting and the results borne out. But the Hawkeyes are trying to get back to the top of the mountain, and you can't do that unless you've got top of the line facilities and you've got a coach with some stability. And they took care of one aspect of that today and are trying to take care of the other aspect of it. If you're a wrestling fan, you had to greet this news with open arms today. Love it.
Number five.
Starkville's Star.
I'm speaking of Dan Mullen, of course, the head coach for the Mississippi State Bulldogs. And I don't think he gets quite the credit that he deserves for the job that he's done at Mississippi State. He took over for Sylvester Croom, who went 21-38 in five seasons at Mississippi State. And he's bringing in two- and three-star talent and putting guys in the NFL and competing mostly year in and year out in SEC. And I think this came to a head last week against LSU. 37-7 is Mississippi State, led by Nick Fitzgerald, moved to 3-0 on the season. And why is that important, you ask? Because LSU is an NFL factory. And but for Nick Saban at Alabama, Les Miles would have won several national championships at LSU, and he's put the most defensive tackles and defensive players in the NFL in this decade. And they recruit four- and five-star talent year in and year out, and people think they're going to get over the hump, and they haven't been able to do so. And Ed Orgeron is leading the way at LSU right now. And what is Ed Orgeron? Ed Orgeron is a recruiter who has come under fire as a mediocre, at best, X's and O's coach. And Dan Mullen, with his two- and three-star recruits, went in there and just put a pummeling on the Tigers last week. And he's been loyal to that school. You think about a couple years ago when Dak Prescott came through, and they were the number one team in the country during the first college football playoff poll. Results that this school hadn't seen in a long time have been put up by Dan Mullen, and his ability to develop quarterbacks. He coached Tim Tebow at Florida. Then he found Dak Prescott, a diamond in the rough, and now he has a 6'7 kid named Nick Fitzgerald, who is he's going to get some love in the NFL realm sooner rather than later. So Dan Mullen, dare I say it, the Kirk Ferentz of the SEC. Love the Starkville Star.
Number six.
All right, Todd, walk this way.
I'm going to leave this. The Cubs bullpen had some walk issues last night at Miller Park. Brian Dunsing and Pedro Strop. And luckily, the Cubs were bailed out by Javier Baez and Wade Davis and Chris Bryant. But that is not an encouraging sign to see from a team that is just a couple weeks away from beginning postseason play. Now, 4.5 games, that's what you need to focus on if you're a Cubs fan. That's what they're up on the Brewers after last night's win. Cardinals win, so they're keeping pace with Milwaukee as they try to track down one of the two wild cards in the National League. And a tip of the cap to Bud Selig, as much as I hate to give him credit. Without that second wild card, most of the races would have been decided 2 weeks ago. So from that standpoint, it keeps things interesting right down to the wire, and that's where that National League Central race appears to be going. But the Cubs doing what they need to do last night, despite the walk issues by the bullpen, to take the first game of that four-game series over the Brewers. I will leave the walk issues.
Number seven.
Chris Ash's job.
I really do feel bad for the Iowa native and the head football coach at Rutgers right now. As one of the a friend of the show, Steve Politti, points out, who covers the Rutgers football team, Rutgers is already behind the eight ball since joining the Big Ten. Last year, from the Big Ten football TV contract, Ohio State, Indiana, Michigan, pretty much the rest of the Big Ten received around $50 million, while Rutgers just received over $11.5 million. So they're already behind the eight ball as far as that goes. And then today, it was announced that from Kyle Flood's time, the previous head coach, his time at Rutgers, Rutgers has been put on probation. There will be recruiting restrictions and another fine, a $5,000 fine, and a one-year show cause put on that program, and it just puts them further and further behind the eight ball. And I think that Chris Ash, I don't think he's really been given ample time for us to judge how good of a football coach he has, because he doesn't have the talent in Rutgers. He doesn't have the facilities at Rutgers. He doesn't have the revenue coming in at Rutgers, and now he's going to have to be dealing with recruiting sanctions for the next 2 years. This is just a brutal situation, getting more brutal for Chris Ash, and I would not want to be in his shoes right now trying to make this football team look good in the Big Ten without any resources, and that's what he's going to have to do. He's going to have to pull off a miracle if he wants to get this team to a respectable level in this conference.
Number eight.
Boiler up, Todd.
Boiler up. You get tired of hearing it if you go to Ross-Ade Stadium in West Lafayette, but not in recent memory because they haven't been saying it a whole lot. They are now under Jeff Brohm. This is one of the best stories in the Big Ten that not a whole lot of people in this part of the woods are talking about, and that's the fact that Purdue is 2-1 right now going into its Big Ten opener. They host Michigan at a sold-out Ross-Ade Stadium, 3 o'clock. You can watch the game on Fox. And as Adam Rittenberg wrote at ESPN.com the other day, they are fun to watch. This is almost a callback to Joe Tiller and the days of basketball on grass in West Lafayette. Purdue football is making a comeback, and that could be bad news for the Hawkeyes and the other teams in the Big Ten West. But I do love
number
it.
Nine.
I love when Purdue football is good. Number nine, reality check for Nebraska.
And before I get to that, 35-30, no, Kyle Flood was not the basketball coach. That was Mike Rice, who verbally and physically abused players at Rutgers. Nebraska yesterday firing Sean Eichorst, their athletic director. It came about 3 years too late. This was a guy who, coming from Miami, was known as a guy who was not out in front of things, didn't speak to the media very often. Did, like you said yesterday, Todd, and I think you laid it out perfectly here, everything you want in an athletic director, Sean Eichorst was the opposite of that. And when Bo Pelini was let go about a week earlier, he went to the Board of Regents and said, "This guy is not supporting us. You're going to have a decision to make. It's either me or it's him," basically is what he said. And a week later, Bo Pelini was fired by Sean Eichorst. And this is the Bo Pelini that was averaging 9.5 wins per year for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. And I think fans are going to have this reality check that in 2017, you can't expect a heck of a lot more than that. Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin is averaging 9.5 wins per year. And right now, Wisconsin in the national landscape is on par or definitely better in the past 20 years than the Nebraska Cornhuskers, who haven't won a conference championship in over 17 years at this point. So I think whoever the next guy is, Nebraska fans and especially the Board of Regents and the higher-ups, after they fire Mike Riley, which it's coming, after they fire Tim Miles, and they're going to be having to pay over $5 million to coaches, four coaches, three coaches and an athletic director that are no longer with the school, they're going to have a reality check. We need some balance here. We need some stability here, and maybe we aren't the program that we once were at football. And if we can win 9.5, 10 games a year, that's good enough. I think this recent firing might do that. We'll see. I love this.
Number 10.
We'll end on this.
Bye week blues, Todd.
Bye week blues. No Iowa State game, no UNI game. What are you guys going to do this weekend if you're a Panther fan or a Cyclone fan? My guess is probably watch a lot of college football that doesn't involve your favorite teams. But bye weeks are not fun, especially if you're a fan of a team in particular. And you and Iowa State getting theirs out of the way early this season. We'll see just exactly how that plays out over the course of the year. It's good to have them early sometimes. It's good to have them late sometimes. And you know, we talked with Brent Bloom from Cyclone Fanatic the other day of his feeling as to whether or not it was a good thing for Iowa State to have theirs this early. But that means all the focus will be on Iowa City tomorrow night in the state of Iowa as the Hawkeyes host Penn State. And that, my friends, is another edition of Love It or Leave It.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Check out Mantality.com for clinic locations. LowTUSA.com is the website. What is Mantality? Well, it's a new men's health clinic located at 595 Ashley Court in North Liberty. Now, what can they help you with? Well, how about feeling like your old self? How about your energy level? Where are you at today compared to, say, 5-10 years ago? How about your mental sharpness? Forgetting where you're leaving the car keys, maybe need to write a list of things that you need at the grocery store, whereas a couple years ago you would have remembered it off the top of your head. They can even help with weight loss. And if you're carrying some extra pounds around your waist, that can lead to some other health problems as well for men. Their physicians are board certified, and your treatment is covered by insurance. They've got a 90% success rate. And it's safe for men of all conditions, whether you're in great health or not. The website, again, is lowtusa.com. The new clinic in North Liberty is open. And all you need to do to get started is check them out online, lowtusa.com, or give them a call at 319-774-7979. Again, Mantality. And there to take care of you. And the best part is their treatment sent right to your door. Once your initial consultation is done, they send you everything you need to get feeling like your old self again. Check out lowtusa.com for clinic locations and how their convenient home treatment options eliminate the need for frequent office visits. More of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show on the way after this.
Conventional wisdom may tell you that a local community bank doesn't have the resources to keep up with the big banks. That's not true at Midwest One Bank. From mobile banking to text alerts to pop money person-to-person payments, Midwest One can meet your needs. Enjoy the convenience of opening your account online at MidwestOne.com and the peace of mind knowing you can speak with a banker at a local Midwest One Bank whenever you need them. It's high tech and high touch at Midwest One, where you're the one. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Don't put off your paving project any longer. Cooler weather will be here sooner than you think. Pate Asphalt handles commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Welcome back in, and we're about at the halfway point. Hard to believe the KGYM road trip. Alex is going to be departing shortly for Iowa City West. Leave at the same time every Friday, whether or not he's got to go just around the block to Iowa City West or West Branch or Solon or one of the other locations where we have South Gym games on 106.3 FM. So tonight, take advantage. Maybe I don't know what you're going to do with that extra time. Squeeze in a haircut or something. Or
oh, I just got one last week.
Get together with.
Thanks for noticing.
Get together
My
with
kid.
Gary Fickle. And well, your hair is always so short anyway, and you're wearing the hat most of the time, so it's kind of hard to tell. But Alex is going to be on the call tonight. One of our two high school football games we've got on the way for you here to tell you a little bit more about them as well as other goings-on in the sports world today. We send it back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, the KGYM studios. It's Kyle Mann with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa and number 4 Penn State square off on ABC from Kinnick tomorrow night, and Iowa announced today that former linebacker Chad Greenway will serve as honorary captain in addition to being added to the A&F Wall of Honor. Greenway played at Iowa from 2002 to 2005, earning All-American honors as a junior and senior, and also helping the Hawkeyes to a share of the Big Ten title in 2002 and 2004. A reminder to tune in to KGYM's FM frequencies, 106.3 FM the South Gym and 107.5 FM the North Gym at 4:30 tomorrow for Before the Boom. We'll have the whole KGYM crew breaking down the matchup, and then after the game, come right back for After the Final Gun. Gary Barta announced a contract extension for Iowa wrestling coach Tom Brands today. He's now under contract through the 2022-23 season. Brands has been with the school since 2006, and in that time has won three NCAA team titles, as well as produced 10 national champions. Iowa has also led the NCAA in attendance in all 11 years under Brands, and is looking into the possibility of building a wrestling practice facility in the future. After the show tonight, it's a full slate of high school football on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. It'll be Scott Unash on the call for Class 3A, 9th-ranked Decorah at top-ranked Xavier. And on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, we'll have Alex Kuhn in Iowa City as Class 4A, number 2, Iowa City West, host number 9, Prairie. When all that's over, keep it here to catch up on scores from around the state on the KGYM Scoreboard Show.
We're going to send you to a bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by Bloomsbury Farm. Hold your corporate or group get-together at Bloomsbury Farm. They're continually evolving with new experiences. Start planning your event now at bloomsburyfarm.com.
Bloomsbury Farm is a breath of fresh air for any event. It's where groups gather and teams get stronger. Bloomsbury Farm is continually evolving with new experiences, so it's a natural for your corporate, family, or friend get-together. From festive party barns and cozy wine tastings to their exhilarating dual zip line and team-building events, their exceptional staff will help you plan every detail. Friendship grows down on the farm. Bloomsbury Farm, just a short drive to Atkins. Start planning your event at bloomsburyfarm.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi with what you need to know. Tigers will start fresh next season, rather, with a new manager. The team announced it will not extend the contract of Brad Ausmus beyond this season. Detroit enters play tonight with the second-worst record in the American League. This will be the third straight year the Tigers miss the playoffs. NFL Vikings quarterback Sam Bradford won't play Sunday against the Buccaneers. He'll seek a second opinion on his surgically repaired left knee, reports ESPN's Chris Mortensen. Bradford has had some pain in that knee. Seattle expects tight end Jimmy Graham to play this weekend. Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski, slowed by an injured groin, says he expects to play versus the Texans. An appeals court will hear arguments between the NFL and NFLPA on a stay that's kept Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott on the field while his six-game suspension for violating the personal conduct policy makes its way through the courts. This all means that Elliott can play the next two games at least. Steph Curry told ESPN's The Jump he'll vote no if the defending NBA champion Warriors are invited to the White House. Curry wants the team not going to make a statement.
SportsCenter is brought to you by JCPenney. Guys, check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at JCP.com. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-342-4000. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-342-4301 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-342-4301 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-342-4301.
Football is a fast and rough and tumble game. In many ways, it's a lot like your business. You need the right game plan and team to win in business. Network Computer Solutions is your bench when it comes to the tech issues that can make the difference between winning and losing. Call NCS at 247-7223, 247-7223, and put them on your IT team. NCS is your big-time IT department at a fraction of the cost. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Here at Toyota of Iowa City, we're winding down the 2017 model year. Because of the fantastic deals we're making on the remaining 2017 models, they'll be gone before you know it. Don't wait until it's too late. In addition to the great deal Toyota of Iowa City has for you, there's 0% financing available for up to 72 months on all new 2017 RAV4s, plus $1,000 cash bonus on all gas models or an optional $3,000 cash on all hybrid models. Come on in and take advantage of these savings and maybe get yourself an all-wheel drive so you can be well prepared for winter. Choose the Toyota you want because there's 0% financing available for up to 72 months on most of our remaining 2017 models. It's the perfect time. Come see us at Toyota of Iowa City and let's make it easy for you to drive home in the new Toyota of your choice.
Through October 2nd, 0% financing for 72 months with qualifying credit through Toyota Financial Services. $1,339 per $1,000 borrowed. Does not include $130 dealer documentation fee.
Guys, hurry into JCPenney for the men's wardrobe sale and save 50% on select suits, separates, sport coats, dress pants, and more, including big and tall. Check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at JCP.com. Plus, stack on the savings and get your coupon on the JCPenney app to save an extra 15%. Hurry, and soon, that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 922 to 924. Some exclusions apply. See store at JCP.com for details.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
In another two or three weeks, we will know what football teams are really about, but right now we're still kind of learning. Last night, though, we learned something. The Rams are much better under Sean McVay than they were under Jeff Fisher. The 31-year-old head coach has installed an offense and instilled a confidence in this team, maybe in second-year quarterback Jared Goff more than anybody. They beat the Niners 41-39 last night. And while giving up five touchdowns to the Niners isn't going to win them any awards, this may be a team that doesn't have to win with defense anymore. They're averaging 36 points a game. Do you remember last season? They were last in the league in scoring, and Jeff Fisher wouldn't play Jared Goff and had everybody believing Goff was either not ready or not smart enough to be on the field. Goff's thrown five touchdowns and one pick and has completed 70% of his passes this season. Under Sean McVay, everything is different. Like I said, we're still learning, but early reports might indicate this will be football's best team story. Let's see if anybody goes to watch him play October 8th, next time they're at home. In 60 seconds, big learning day tomorrow in college football.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Tomorrow, stuff's gonna happen. It just is. In the Big 12 and SEC, two powers host teams that want to believe they are contenders themselves. Oklahoma State hosts TCU, Georgia hosts Mississippi State. A Mississippi State win, and they become Alabama's biggest SEC threat. But there are five national title contenders who have tough road games tomorrow. That's where the real stuff might happen. Alabama at Vanderbilt. Don't laugh. Doors play phenomenal defense. Bama will win, but Vandy is no pushover. Michigan at Purdue. Look out, maize and blue. Boilers are way better under Jeff Brohm. Penn State at Iowa. Can't see the upset, but should be close. USC is at an undefeated Cal. Washington at undefeated Colorado. Pac-12 could turn on its head. Oh, we'll be busy on Dari and Mel tomorrow morning at 7 Eastern. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Hey, It is 5:39, and the halfway point has been crossed. We are on the backside of the Todd Brownell Camp Show, looking towards 7 o'clock and the finish line tonight. High school football on the way. A couple of great games for you, including one just next door at Iowa City West, as the Trojans will take on Cedar Rapids Prairie this evening. That is a 7 o'clock kickoff on our FM frequencies, 106.3 and 107.5. Scott Unash has Cedar Rapids Xavier playing host to Decorah tonight. That'll be on 1600 AM, both of those games, as we mentioned, getting underway at 7 o'clock tonight. KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire continuing on tonight. Make sure you check them out online, lindertire.com, or in person at one of their three Iowa locations, Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. We are at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. We were graced with the presence of a number of Penn State fans. They've actually departed. God knows where they're going at this point. But nice folks. They drove 14 hours to get here for the festivities, and they're staying at a local campground tonight. So, yeah, they got that going for them. Welcome aboard, Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com, here for the final 90 minutes of the program tonight. And we got Jack with us, too, today. Jack Dom, the Mount Mercy baseball coach. Jack brought me my brand-new Mount Mercy baseball polo shirt, and I was really excited. I was super excited I was going to wear this tomorrow. And then it dawned on me that maybe colors. It's probably not the best color scheme to wear in the press box, because I'm sure at least one member of the sports information staff would say something snarky to me if they saw
Matt
me
Weitzel
wearing,
or Steve
those,
Rowe.
Wearing those colors. Yeah, Rowe wouldn't be a big fan of that, but I'd have to show. Hey, it's a Mount Mercy shirt. Jack joins us every week for Touching All the Bases, and boy, we got a lot of baseball to talk about. Let's go ahead and dive in with, I think, probably what a lot of the listeners in the area are concerned with, and that's the National League Central race last night. The Cubs go up to Milwaukee and take game one of the four-game series. Let's look at the positives. Jake Arrieta looked good coming back from his leg injury. Chris Bryant continues to come through. Kyle Schwarber and Javier Baez continue to have their moments at the plate. And then the not-so-good, the bullpen, not exactly holding down that late lead and ultimately getting picked up in extra innings.
Yeah, you know what? The injuries to the starting staff is one of the things I think has worn down the bullpen a little bit. You know, when you lose Lester for a while, you lose Arrieta, you put Montgomery in the starting rotation for a while. You know what, that bullpen's wore out a little bit. So, you know, what the Cubs need to do is they need to take care of business, then hopefully secure the Central, where all of a sudden they can give that bullpen a little bit of rest heading into postseason play. So, you know, but they can't do anything right now until they clinch. Got a lot of big games and some teams coming after them. Teams playing very well. Cardinals are right there. So it's going to be a fun finish. Last night was a fun game. I usually go to bed early, but I had to stay up and watch that one last night. And what a heck of a ball game! And you know, I keep saying that the Cubs, they have that aura about them right now, and they're finding a way. Whenever their back's up against the wall, or whenever they need to win, they do. And you know, they found a way last night. And how about Javier Baez going to his two strike approach, and then his first swing in the top of the ninth, he about fell over with a no stride swing. So. I thought, oh, here he goes. He spread out, no stride, and then he almost fell over on that swing, but he found a way to get it done.
This just seems like one of those seasons we've had runs. The Dodgers had the run. The Indians are still on a run. The Astros. It really seems wide open. I mean, we got, 2 weeks left, and I'd be hard-pressed to pick a favorite. I think a lot of people would say Cleveland now because they're that hot, but you look at the other teams that have all had runs, and it seems wide open.
And the biggest question mark is the Dodgers. You know, we keep, for the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about them, and 2 weeks ago you guys asked, should you be concerned? I said, no, everybody goes through it, and they can't ride the ship at all, you know. So it is going to be very interesting. That's where the experience comes in. If the Cubs can find a way to get locked in there, their experience, and they've been really good with their back up against the wall, you know. And if with Jake Arrieta throwing the ball better, you need to get Lester. You know, Lester's not real sharp right now. Hendricks is throwing the ball well. You need to get that bullpen rested. getting Montgomery. You know, I think them putting Montgomery back in the bullpen is going to be very, very important, because he's going to be a big piece during the postseason. But then, you know, their closer's as good as anybody. Last night he bowed his neck. You know, he had a little attitude out there, and you know, he got the 3-2 with the bases loaded, and he made the pitch, the comebacker, and then he, once Brian hit that home run, they weren't gonna sniff him. So Davis done a great job.
I think 32 of 32 now, yeah, in save opportunities.
And yeah,
when you look at all of the moves that Cubs front office has made, trading Jorge Soler, who was a surplus, yeah, outfielder and a guy who has had injury question marks throughout his, yeah, career, for Wade Davis, who was a short-term guy, you got to say that may be one of the better deals that they wind up making. Now, doesn't necessarily guarantee him getting back to the World Series this year, but where would they be, where would this team be without Wade Davis in the back end of the bullpen? I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, I mean, he's just got an attitude about himself when he's out there. You know, you want to talk about a guy that's got confidence. He is the ultimate. He's fearless out there. You know, here's another former starter that was just okay, and then you put him in the bullpen, and all of a sudden he's like a different animal. And, you know, the velocity goes up, and you know, he just locates pitches very well, and he's fearless. You know, I heard, I don't know if it was MLB today or what station it was, they were talking about what closer do you want in postseason, and everyone's taking Chapman for his 104-mile-per-hour fastball, and, you know, talking about Jansen from the Dodgers. But, you know, Davis is the guy that he hasn't blown a save. Besides the All-Star game, maybe. That wasn't a save, maybe. But, you know, I like where the Cubs are at with him. Now we got to get everybody else in that bullpen throwing better.
What is your – I won't put words in your mouth, but what are your thoughts on the increase in home runs? Is something going on, yeah, or
– Well, the ball's definitely different, you know. The ball's liver.
So the ball's juice, not the players?
I don't think the players are juiced. You know, there's certain stuff going on with the players, I'm sure, but, you know, there's certain people sneaking stuff in.
Yeah.
But the swings have changed. And, you know, many years ago, people would not have put up with all the strikeouts. And, you know, for me, I'm a little bit more of an old-school coach where I don't believe strikeouts are good. I want to put the ball in play, make them handle the baseball. You know, strikeouts are up, home runs are up, and the swing really has changed. It's you know, they're trying to – the launch angle, they're trying to lift the ball, they're trying to get on plane. The guys are a little more susceptible to the fastball up. You know, think about it. I thought there was a description – I'm trying to think who was – Alex Rodriguez was talking. And the swing nowadays is more like a Ferris wheel, swinging up.
Right.
So everything's swinging up. When it used to be swinging down and trying to make contact, hit the ball down, run, beat out plays – two-strike approach. You know, two of the most unique players in baseball right now, and I talk about Rizzo and Joey Votto, because they're home run hitters, but yet they have a two-strike approach. They get off the end of the bat. They're on home plate. You know, that's still old school. They've got the launch angle, but yet then they've got their unselfish, what I call as a coach, the B hack, the second hack, where it's for the team, where you're going to move the baseball. It's here to stay for a while, the new swing, and people are putting up with the home runs. And the strike or putting up with the strikeouts, it's frustrating. Look at Kyle Schwarber, 29 home runs, but how many RBIs does he have? He's got like 50 something RBIs. Over half of his RBIs have come from home runs, and you know, to me, that's not as productive of a hitter as a guy like Kyle Schwarber should be, and a lot of other guys.
My favorite conspiracy theory is that it's not steroids, but MLB altered the baseballs so that they were easier to pick up on StatCast. Have you guys heard that one?
I didn't hear that one.
That's funny.
The rumor, because if you've watched a broadcast this year, they've got all of the StatCast, the Stat Tracker, and how far did it fly, exit velocity. There's a portion of baseball fandom that thinks MLB altered the baseballs, put some sort of, some sort of chip or something in, or altered them somehow so that they're getting better readings. I don't. I'm with you, Jack, and we've talked about this before. That old school uppercut swing is just sort of making its way back into the game. And here's what's going to happen. I think all three of us are smart enough to realize that this is going to go on for a while, and then there's going to be a course correction.
Mm-hmm.
And then 30 years from now, we're probably going to be talking about the same issues again. But right now, boy, to be Darrell Evans or Jack Clark or Dave Kingman or if any of those guys could turn back the hands of time and play in this day and age, they'd be superstars.
They look at two things. They look at how many more home runs they would have hit, and then they look at how much more money they would have made. You know, so those are the two things.
Not in that order.
Yeah, that's exactly. that was kind of flipped a little bit. But, yeah, times have changed. You know, and I might have told the story before, Todd, but we went and played the Iowa Cubs all the time, especially when Jim Hendry was a GM of the Cubs. We'd go over and play an exhibition game every year against the Iowa Cubs. And I was a little concerned because my guys, we weren't real good offensively, and we weren't driving the baseball, and we're using a wood bat. And so we're using those minor league baseballs, and we're taking BP, and Jeff Lance was with the Iowa Cubs at the time. And my guys are hitting the ball out of the park left and right. Like they don't do with the aluminum bat. And I'm like, what the heck's going on here? We're using a wood bat. But it was the professional baseball with the low seams. It's so much harder. If you drop a baseball, it's almost like a golf ball. You know, it's so much harder than a regular college baseball is. And it's gotten a little bit smaller now. And, of course, the pitchers are struggling a little bit with the seams. So the baseball plays a huge part in this. Now, the launch angle is very big. I mean, people are going up there. They're not cutting down their swings. They're stronger. The ballparks, here's the other thing, the ballparks are so much smaller than they used to be. So there's a lot of things that come into it, but it will change in years to come.
The interesting thing about baseballs is, and not a whole lot of people may realize this, but when a major league pitcher goes down to the minor leagues on a rehab start, they bring major league baseballs
balls
because they're different than the balls that the minor leagues use.
Yep.
Which I thought, oh, come on, baseball's baseball, but if you hold them and feeling the seams are very different, and if you've held a baseball this year as opposed to previous years, the pitchers are saying something's not quite right. And look back in April and May, how many guys, Aaron Sanchez of the Blue Jays, one of them, all these blister issues.
Johnny Cueto.
Back at the beginning, there's just too much information there for MLB to sit there and say, no, we haven't done anything to the baseballs.
Well, the seams were different there, you know, and that's why the biggest thing is when all of a sudden you send a major leaguer down to the minor leagues and guys were getting issues with the seams where they were creating blisters by doing their rehab starts. Now all of a sudden they changed the seams were different this year and the ball's actually a little bit smaller. So the seams were causing a lot of issue for the pitchers. And, you know, I don't know if the pitchers have got acclimated to it or if they went back to the old way of making the baseball as far as, you know, they changed it a little bit. I heard a story about it. But obviously the balls are definitely different and a little bit smaller. And, by the way, when you got a smaller ball, what's going to happen? It's going to go farther. It's going to go a little bit faster.
Brad Ausmus.
Yeah.
the first man down here. At the end of the season in Detroit, they're obviously in a rebuild. So what do you do in a situation like that? What type of manager are you looking for to try to?
You know, it probably depends what they want to do.
Their farm system is not great.
No, and that's what, you know, when they're trying to trade some of their guys, they were trying to get prospects, and so they've got a long ways to go. I think it's going to be very similar to what the Cubs did, where they got Renteria, who's very good with the minor leaguers, very good as a player development guy. Renteria is in the perfect spot with the White Sox right now with them going young. So I would think they'd go that direction more than trying to get a guy that's going to help them win a World Series. So I would think they'd go a little more of a player development type of guy. Depending on what they do, they still got some really good players. Yeah. You know, are they going to get rid of those guys and go full bore rebuild? If they don't, if they're going to try to do it, I guess the best example is if they're going to try to do what the White Sox did for a long time, try to go out and sign some free agents and try to compete, which is going to be pretty hard with Cleveland in the division. I think Cleveland will dictate what they're going to do. I think you're going to see a little more of a rebuild and go with more of a player development type of manager.
Jack, great stuff as always. We got started a little bit late today, so we'll turn you loose. You watching the game tomorrow night?
Yeah, I am. I've got our fall league, of course, and then I got to take my boys to the game. I'm not going to go to the game, unfortunately, because I got to get up early, but I'm definitely going to watch it. And I did want to say tomorrow's a big day for Iowa baseball. They're playing not the fact that they're playing the Ontario Blue Jays, but they're getting their Big Ten championship rings. Should be about 1 o'clock or so. They're going to be introduced at the football game also. So hopefully people that get there early go down. And what Iowa baseball has done and those players, they deserve a big crowd at Duane Banks Field. And look what they've accomplished the last couple of years. That Big Ten Championship's pretty special, and they're getting the rings. Go there and congratulate them.
I'm kind of surprised that they're doing that
yeah.
in the fall, but I think they're hoping maybe some football fans will get over there and see it. But yeah. A good point there. Was it 1 o'clock first pitch or something like that?
First pitch is at 11. But
at 11.
They're going to do the ring ceremony after the sixth inning. So it would be approximately about 1 o'clock if you anticipate. There's going to be a lot of pitching changes. Might be a little bit later. But, man, if we can get a lot of people over there, that's what those kids have done, what Rick's done is absolutely phenomenal, and I might appreciate it more than most people what he's been able to accomplish. But give those kids what they deserve. Not too many people have won a Big Ten championship at the University of Iowa over the last 10 years. I think, what is it, three teams? So go give them their due and support them.
Jack, we appreciate it as always. We will touch base with you next week when the regular season will be in its waning days. How about that?
Sounds
hard to believe.
Yes, it is.
Jack Dom joining us, his weekly segment, Touching All Bases. We'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back. We've got a big board update on the way for you and more. Friday's big hour on the way. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com and I will be joined by Akram Wadley's mom here at the Coach's Corner. That should be fun. Don't go anywhere. More on the way after this.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free 1 year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
Own your man motions this season. Scream at a fumble. Get misty at the Hail Mary pass. Or ugly cry when your draft team tanks. Which won't judge. They'll just show up with box lunches, mini sandwiches, pasta salads, wraps, trays of sweets, whatever you order, and bring it right to your football watch party or tailgate. Which Superior Sandwiches, catering to the emotional football fans up and down the corridor. Place your catering order for the next home game now at whichwich.com.
5:57. Boy, we are tight for time here as hour number two gets ready to draw to a close. Let's send it back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Kyle Mann has another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa and number 4 Penn State square off on ABC from Kinnick tomorrow night, and Iowa announced today that former linebacker Chad Greenway will serve as honorary captain in addition to being added to the A&F Wall of Honor. Greenway played at Iowa from 2002 to 2005, earning All-American honors as a junior and senior, and also helping the Hawkeyes to a share of the Big Ten title in 02 and 04. A reminder to tune into KGYM's FM frequencies, 106.3 FM the South Gym and 107.5 FM the North Gym at 4:30 tomorrow for Before the Boom. We'll have the whole KGYM crew breaking down the matchup, and then after the game, come right back for After the Final Gun. Gary Barta announced a contract extension for Iowa wrestling coach Tom Brands today. He's now under contract through the 2022-23 season. Brands has been with the school since 2006, and in that time has won 3 NCAA team titles as well as produced 10 national champions. Iowa has also led the NCAA in attendance in all 11 years under Brands and is looking into the possibility of building a wrestling practice facility in the future. After the show tonight, it's a full slate of high school football on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. It'll be Scott Unash on the call for Class 3A ninth-ranked Decorah at top-ranked Xavier. And on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, we'll have Alex Kuhn in Iowa City as Class 4A number 2 Iowa City West hosts number 9 Prairie. When all that's over, keep it here to catch up on scores from around the state on the KGYM Scoreboard Show.
We got a lot of fun planned for you in hour number 3, the big hour brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement here in Iowa City is on the horizon. Sharonda Phelps, the mother of Iowa running back Akram Wadley set to join me and Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com as we'll set the table one final time for tomorrow night. Iowa and Penn State, a 6:30 kickoff inside Kinnick Stadium. Tickets still available, and we will break it all down for you as well as the rest of the Big Ten action. Hour number three on the way after this.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a business phone system. That's right. Grasshopper turns your cell phone into a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use. Get a toll-free or vanity